Ohio Democrat State Senator Joe Schiavone is the first Democrat to declare his run to be the next governor of the state. The Youngstown area senator joins me now to talk about this move. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Why did you want to run?
Well, I've been traveling the state and I've been talking to people from every corner of the state about issues that they care about, that they believe need changed. And so I think that I would be able to provide that change for people based on the work that I've been doing in the state Senate for the past 8 years.
What are you hearing then from the voters of Ohio?
People want good paying jobs. They want quality schools to send their kids and they want to feel safe in their communities. And so those are the issues that I've worked on for the most part in my 2 terms in the state house. And so those are the issues that I would continue to drive from the governor's office if I was fortunate enough to win. And so it's a long process. It's a long haul. But I think that, you know, I can, you know, put my money where my mouth is, and actions speak louder than words. And I can show people what I've worked on and continue to work on those issues based on feedback from Ohioans. You know, it's about listening and then bringing people's voices to the state house. It's not about just making up things and putting out documents based on what think tanks believe or based on what your party believes. It's about what the people need in order to have a better lifestyle.
We just had a presidential election a few months ago where Donald Trump, it appears, captured those voters, working class, many of them white voters, and appealing to their needs, to what you were just talking about. So, and that was a Republican. How do you think, as a Democrat, you're going to be appealing to these voters?
I know those people. I represent those people in workers' comp cases. I'm an attorney. And so I understand where they're coming from. I understand that, you know, somebody that has a factory job that maybe started out as $12 an hour in 2000, and now they make $14 an hour, and there's constant worry that their factory is going to close. Those are the people that are upset about the way that the country is going. I can only control it to a certain level in the state. But what we can do is invest in job creation, invest in quality education so our kids are job ready and have good opportunities, and invest in cleaning up our neighborhoods when it comes to blight and when it comes to drugs and it comes to crime. And so those are things that can easily be dealt with if we invest properly and we work together. And that's what we've been lacking in this state since I started in this job.
Senator Schiavone, many Ohioans may not know who you are because many of them don't live in Northeast Ohio. Describe yourself.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I'm a guy that is from the Mahoning Valley. I fought in the Golden Gloves. I worked in a family butcher shop throughout high school, college, and law school. I went to Ohio University. I went to Capital Law School. I came back to represent injured workers with my father. It's the same thing that my grandfather did. And so now I have a beautiful wife and 2 kids, 2 little boys, 1's 4 and 1's 2. We've had a lot of conversations about the way this is going to affect our family, but you know, we really are going to work as a unit, in a team, because we believe in the vision that we can set forth in order to make Ohio a better place for everybody.
How much competition do you think you'll have from other Democrats to get this nomination?
I think there's going to be a primary. That's kind of out of my control. You know, people ask me, well, do you think it's going to be this person? Do you think it's going to be that person? I don't know.
I've been talking with State Senator Joe Schiavone, an Ohio Democrat, the first Democrat to declare his run to be the next governor of the state. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate the opportunity.